AP News for Friday, March 5th. I'm Tim McGuire. A deal has been reached between Senate Democratic leaders and West Virginia moderate Democrat Joe Manchin on the $300 a week emergency jobless benefits, breaking a nine-hour logjam that stalled the party's $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill. Earlier today, President Biden said the nearly 380,000 new jobs generated last month is good, but at that pace, it will take more than 2 years to reach the same employment levels of February of last year, before the pandemic. Steps have to be taken now to help the millions of people slammed by the economic crisis.
In less than 2 weeks, enhanced unemployment benefits will begin to expire for 11 million people. At least 7 million kids don't have enough food to eat on a regular basis. 13 million people are behind in their rent.
Republicans are in lockstep against the measure, using a 2009 strategy they used against then-President Barack Obama's financial crisis recovery. They are trying to portray it as too big, too bloated, and too much wasteful public spending for a pandemic they say is almost over. Engineers at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab took the Mars rover Perseverance out for a little spin yesterday.
First drive 4 meters forward, that's about 13 feet. Make a 150-degree turn to the left, counterclockwise, and then back up about 2.5 meters, about 8 feet. And then during that drive, we took a pause to image the touchdown contact patch on the tires.
As soon as the system checks are complete, the rover will head for an ancient river delta to collect rocks for return to Earth a decade from now. University of Kansas coach Les Miles is on administrative leave hours after a report released by LSU revealed that school officials there considered firing him in 2013 because of his behavior with female student workers. This is AP News. There's no elbow room at the bar in a pub in Brighton, England. That's because right now there's no bar and no building. APZ Donahue has this on how one owner found a way to keep drawing pints.
Jennifer Left has a mini pub on the back of her bike.
At first I thought I'd get myself a milk float and then I'd be like a beer maid. And then I was going to get an ice cream van. And then it kind of whittled down to a bike.
Left's pub is closed during the pandemic. She says she had to do something.
The pub has been the hand in hand since 1850. It's already been through a global pandemic in 1918, but she's not going to go down on my watch.
Customers like Daisy Asquith appreciate the delivery by bike.
She's created a family, and now we're sort of all still connected to that. Seeing her come down the street with the pub on the back, it just lifts you.
Left wears a red cape and a red beret as she delivers her pub favorites to homes. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.